There was little relief in Europe today from the Greek financial crisis. The government of Greece survived a confidence vote late yesterday, but Greece now faces other hurdles in its attempts to avoid defaulting on its debt payments. For starters, the government has to pass a series of deeply unpopular austerity measures. Otherwise, the European Union and the IMF won't extend any more loans to Greece. But many Greeks just aren't buying the government's argument for more financial sacrifice. The World's Clark Boyd has more.
The Greek Prime Minister, George Papandreou, tried to rally his country last night after winning a confidence vote in Parliament. A new round of economic belt tightening, he said, will be painful, but ultimately productive.
Αντέχουμε με αγώνα. Στεκόμαστε στα πόδια ως χώρα με κόστος ναι και με θυσίες.
We are surviving by fighting, Papandreou said. We are standing on our feet as a country. He continued, the road is difficult and full of pain, but there is light at the end of the tunnel. But clearly not all Greeks see the same light at the end of the tunnel. This protester, who didn't give his name, said Greece should rethink its commitment to the European single currency.
I personally don't want the euro. It's the rich north and the poverty in the south. It's a crime. It's a crime against the people of Greece. And we have solidarity with the Spanish guys, with the Italians, with the Portuguese, because we are the victims. We are the victims of politics and of Germans, of course.
Some Greek politicians are actively campaigning against any measure that would mean taking more money from Brussels. Why not just not pay the money back? Default, they say, get it over with and start again. It's a message that's finding an audience in Greece, but it also has a major potential flaw.
If you default, you won't have enough money to cover your expenses.
Andreas Andrianopoulos is a former Greek cabinet minister.
Some voices propagate non-payment of our debts, default, or going out of the euro, going back to drachma, etc., etc. They appear to present to the people that if we just say, no, we don't pay our debts, we are suddenly back where we were 3 years ago, which of course is not true, because we won't have enough money for the state and the society to survive.
Greek default would also have major implications for Europe as a whole. Paul Mortimer Lee is with BNP Paribas Bank in London.
If Greece were to default on its debt, the market would immediately conclude that the European authorities were much more ready now to contemplate default by one of their members than they had been before. And naturally, they would ask, who's next? And they would point the finger at Ireland and at Portugal and at Spain. And I can tell you, we'd all be very much worse off throughout Europe and in the global financial system.
Others note that, yeah, a European banker would say that. After all, many of France and Germany's big banks lent a lot of money to Greece. But are they too big to fail? Some European politicians don't think so. Daniel Hannan is a British member of the European Parliament.
I question whether it really is reasonable, yet again, to ask the taxpayers of Europe to rescue some very wealthy individuals from the consequences of their own errors. We're exempting European bankers and bondholders passing their debts on, because when we talk about bailing out Greece, the money isn't going to Greek people.
EU leaders say they remain hopeful, though, that Greece will pass an austerity package. Experts are divided on how much it might help. Some note that Greece's track record with implementing austerity measures is mixed at best. For The World, this is Clark Boyd.